This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 393. How Chris got her IELTS confidence for an overall 6.5.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet Christiane from Brazil, who received the IELTS results she needed to immigrate to Canada. Take notes on her top preparation tips. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have another special guest today, a real student from our course, Three Keys IELTS, who has gone through the exam experience and got some pretty high scores. But we will get to that in a second. We have Chris today. And Chris, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, please?
Sure. First of all, hi, Jessica, and hi, everybody. My name is Christiane. I am from São Paulo, Brazil. And I am applying to a college in Vancouver.
Okay, cool. What do you want to study?
I'm looking for a marketing course to continue my education from here, Brazil. I don't know if it makes sense.
It does. And so do you and your husband want to move, right, to Canada?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And do you want to, like, stay there forever? Like, is IELTS going to, like, completely change your whole life? Or do you want to go back to Brazil eventually?
Yeah, I want to stay there forever.
Okay.
I'm only will come back here to visit my parents and other place that I don't know yet, but I really want to move out.
Okay, awesome. So let's see, what were your scores on your most recent IELTS exam?
I got an overall of 6.5 and the same score on reading, listening, and speaking. Uh-huh. And I got a 6 on writing.
Okay, awesome. And what scores do you need? What are you aiming for?
Believe it or not, it was exactly this one.
Oh, seriously? Yes. Oh my God, that's awesome!
Last time that I did the test, I got 6.5 on writing and listening. So it's... Now that I could reach the score, I was so happy.
Okay, so awesome. So you actually increased your scores in the reading and the speaking.
Listening.
Okay,
yes.
I see. Awesome. Okay, sweet. So you have the scores you need. You are on your way to Canada. So the scores before the course. Like, if you think about your preparation before Three Keys IELTS, right? Like, what were you missing in your preparation?
I think the way you make the course, it's kind of a recipe, you know? You can do your way, but you know that how you can hold on your tips. So my last teacher, he taught me so many things. I improved my English, but I don't have, we don't have so much strategies for the test. So this part was essential for me from Three Keys.
Let's think about more like specific, something that our listeners could take away today. Let's think about listening. What sort of strategies or skills helped you to improve that score on your exam?
You know, the tips you gave us saying that we have to be an active listener?
Yes.
I was actually able to predict a lot of words before the how can I say?
Like before the recording the woman, played?
Yeah,
before
the recording played. Yes.
Yeah. That initial step seems like it seems like logical. It seems easy, sort of. But it's not something that students naturally do, right? And yeah. I think this is something that comes up a lot from students in the course is like these three steps for the listening, like they seem easy at first glance, right? And you're like, yeah, well, don't I kind of do that anyway? Or do I really need to do that? But this prediction, listeners, guys, this is so vital. Just yeah. like Chris just said, like being an active listener, predicting what you need, like underlining keywords, all of these skills that we practice. This is essential for keeping track. And what if like you miss something? Like you need these strategies to fall back on so you don't panic and like lose the rest of the answers or whatever. Okay, yes. Cool. What about speaking? Is there any tips that you can share with us about how students can increase their speaking scores?
Oh, this is a little bit difficult because even in Portuguese, when I'm start to in an interview, I don't know why I keep using the same words every.
Really?
Yeah, and of course I did it in the test.
Oh no!
Yes.
But you still got a 6.5. So how did you get a 6.5 in speaking then?
I took your advice to be myself and this way that I used to speak, you know, with my hands and my face.
Good.
And I got it, the score that I need. Actually, I keep the same score from the last test, but this time I wasn't nervous.
Awesome.
I don't know how to explain. I was pretty calm.
Awesome.
And I really get out there so happy and satisfied with myself.
That's fantastic. I mean, if we can help you actually enjoy the speaking exam, right? Like
yes.
That's huge. Like that's a pretty big accomplishment for us. That's really good to hear. Do you think it was like the speaking strategies or the anti-anxiety tips? What do you think helped you more?
I have to be honest with you. You won't believe it, but she made me the exactly same questions you did when we have our class.
Shut up.
Yes, she did.
That's
and
awesome.
When she asked me about my teacher, I don't know if you remember that, but you asked me about my favorite teacher.
Yes,
I
yeah.
said, what? Are you asking me the same question?
Oh my God, I love that so much. That makes me so happy.
Of course, I didn't say that, but I thought. So when I answered, I was smiling so much.
That's so cool. Hello, wonderful IELTS listeners and candidates. If you are ready to increase your scores like Chris to get the results you need to move on in life and forget all about IELTS, enroll in our course, The 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So was there any like personalized advice that I gave you that you think helped you relax or do well on the exam?
First, you said to me that I am a good speaker, so it made me very confident. And I felt like this. I have to stay calm because my most problem is my nerves, you know. When I got anxious, oh my God, everything goes down.
Right. Well, yeah, of course. guys, so if what we're talking about here, we just changed our course a little bit. We added like this personal coach package where you can meet with me one-on-one, and we recommend, of course, finishing the writing and speaking modules first and then scheduling these one-on-one classes with me 2 to 3 weeks before the exam, so you could get this sort of personalized feedback. And like, seriously, I mean, a lot of it, yes, is like improving your score in these specific ways, right? Like say this, don't say this, introduce your part two differently, whatever. So that's a lot of it. But like Christiana is saying, it's also like the confidence that comes from like getting this feedback, meeting with me, because sometimes you are doing the right thing, but you're still not sure it's the right thing. So it's like this last minute check-in that I think is really helpful. Listeners, if you're ready to get into this package, meet with me, learn our strategies, you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And that is the link for our course. Okay. So what about the study plan? Did you follow everything on the roadmap?
Yes, I did. It helped me a lot because for the first time in my life, I could finish an online course because I don't have the right discipline to do this. You know, I am the old school that need a teacher right my side. Yeah. And always saying, you have to do this, you have to do that. Oh, come on. Oh, come
on. No, totally. And, yeah.
And this time I was able to accomplish. So I was really, really happy with myself.
I think a lot of people are sort of like, they shy away from online courses for exactly that reason. It's really hard to stay motivated.
Yes. 'Cause like, it is.
If you have 24-hour access to something, for some reason, it's a lot easier to not access it, right? Because you're always like, I could do that whenever.
I can do that later.
Exactly. So guys, our course does come with the 30-day and 60-day roadmap. And, you know, like that for me, that was easy to design, right? Like it didn't take me that much time to write up these roadmaps because I've been a classroom teacher for so long. I know what resources, what homework, how to organize time, stuff like that. And so since it didn't take me all that much time to make this stuff, it's really like, it's really amazing to me that this is one of the biggest, like advantages that students are getting from this course, but it makes sense. You need someone to organize the time for you. I get it. It's tough to stay motivated. Yes. So did you find this course motivating? Like you wanted to study IELTS?
Yes. I don't know. I love to, when the test is coming, you know, and for, I got the 30 day map. And it was good because the time was shorter, so I have to boost myself to get in the course with my hand and body and immerse in English from a way that I have never do it before.
Awesome.
And another thing that I like is because while we are doing the activities and the proposal that the course gave to us, we have the percentage bar that say how much further are you going to.
It's important to track that, right? So it doesn't feel like it's this never-ending like writing module or whatever, because the writing module is super long.
Yes, it is.
That's the biggest part of the course. But that takes, like the writing, that takes the that's the most information that you need to learn, really, is about the writing module. Because there's all these different types of questions and like essay templates and stuff. All right, sweet. So, Chris, is there any last pieces of advice that you could share with our listeners about what you feel like really, truly helped you increase your IELTS scores?
I have one tip, but it's more personal than doing to your course, you know.
Yeah,
the first
sure.
time that I made a course, I wasn't able to eat before the test.
Oh, God.
I was so anxious and I couldn't swallow anything. So, okay.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was. And during the test, I couldn't think anymore because I was really, really angry.
Of course.
Or hangry, how you said to me.
Hangry. Yeah. Oh, just pause for a second because that is such a cool word. Isn't that the best? I'm so glad you remembered that. That's awesome. So, guys, You know, I feel like this happens more to women than to men. Maybe because women are just, we're more free to like feel and express our emotions than men are, which is both a blessing and a curse. But there's this, so it's a slang word, guys. You could use this in speaking part one and part two. Hangry. It's a combination of hungry plus angry. So like if my blood sugar drops, my temper is so short. Like my son knows when I'm hangry. Like if we're at the park and he's not listening and it's lunchtime and I'm just like, no, we need to go right now because I need to eat. And he's like, oh, okay. Okay. Let's go. Let's go. Like,
let's go get food
right now. Mommy needs food. We need to take care of this situation. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, but that is really good advice though. And you know, it has to do with anxiety. It has to do with planning. It has to do with being confident in your preparation. All of this stuff, all of these things together lead up to that day, that morning of how you feel, right? How do you feel when you wake up? Like, are you confident that you've done everything you can, right? Have you done your best? Have you put in, like you said, like this 30 days, you had to immerse yourself in English like you had never done before. So you woke up with this feeling that's like, okay, I've done it. I've done all the work.
Like, yes.
There's nothing else I can do. This has to be fine.
In Portuguese, I don't know if you have this expression in English, but it's something like that. If you have fear, you go with fear.
No, you know, I'm not sure if we have an expression like that. What does that mean? Like, whatever you're feeling, you have to just go through it or like use it?
Yes. Could I say it in Portuguese?
Sure, go for it.
Se você tá com medo, vai com medo mesmo.
Oh, like I think I get it. Oh, I'm not sure. Okay, my Portuguese is a little bit rusty.
I can say it's like this. If you are fear something, don't bother it, go through it anyway. It's just
okay.
Like
I
that.
Like it. It does sound better in Portuguese though.
Yes. It's one of the expressions that we have in Portuguese and nothing like that in other language.
Totally. That's awesome. I love it. Okay. Chris, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's always fantastic to hear these success stories from real students. And guys, I hope that you have taken some notes during this episode because these are gold tips today that you can use to increase your scores like Chris. So Chris, just a final congratulations and good luck in Canada with your new life.
Thank you so much, Jessica, and thank you for the course and everything else.
Awesome. My pleasure. All right, Chris, you have a wonderful day.
Same to you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.